Lat B, where MMA and UFC get silly. This is the Lat B Podcast.
Welcome back to Lat B MMA Podcast. As always, I'm Emmanuel, your host, here with the best host, co-hostess of them all, Chaney, letting us know what we're going to get into today here at Lat B.
My guess, I have nothing written down, this is off the cuff, my guess is we are going to talk about, well, last time we were on air, we thought there were going to be fights.
Everybody thought there were going to be fights.
And I feel like since it's been a whole week, everybody was like super let down. It was the first time the corona got to me. But then we've also heard that we're going to get fights. There's so much. I guess there's just that shit to get into. And it's just such a mess that I don't want to explain the whole story now.
So it's a whirlwind of emotions that we've been living through here in the MMA world. Oh, there's so much going on. So the fights were officially disclosed that they were going to be at Tachi Palace on the reservation. Dana White was ready, set to go, starting to get people to fly in and stuff. They were going to duct tape people's eyes shut, send them in three different vans, get them all sorts of situated upside down, put them in a hotel and have them fight the next day. Apparently, Feinstein, what's this lady's name? Diane Feinstein, the inside trader who just sold all of those shares before the economy tanked. She wrote a specific letter to the governor and Dana White asking them not to do this ultra limited amount of people because they didn't want any type of sporting event at all. And then the Disney, head of Disney and head of ESPN called big old Uncle Dana. Uncle Fester got a late night call and they said, call the dogs, call the boys off. Call them off. We are not going to do this. It's not worth it. I know they say it's for better. I know they say it's for good, but I need fights. I need fights more than you guys know.
I don't understand how WWE can put on fights.
So, that's really interesting because WWE wrestling is a entertainment, sports entertainment, and the sport is where we can potentially add into this, where UFC is also entertainment and is also considered a sport, but it's limited in its venue. It's also got one of the biggest backings, and that's the United States president behind you.
Who, Dana White?
No.
Oh, WWE?
No, I'm talking about Donald J. Trump.
No, wait. I'm so confused. I said, why did WWE get to do it? And then you said it was a sports organization. And
oh,
then
I'm saying there's loopholes for potentially UFC to be able to also have fights
in Florida. Okay, so WWE did their fights in Florida.
They're doing theirs at their arenas in Orlando.
Oh, they're figuring out all the holes. They're like,
they've been putting on closed shows for a while now.
Oh, this is where they did do it. Yeah, okay, in Orlando. So the loophole
allows UFC to potentially get its foot in the door as well, because now there's a precedent with the WWE.
Okay.
So what the biggest backing, what I think the biggest hurdle would be, government authorization. And we know Donald J. Trump's got Dana White as one of his economic stimulus advisors. What was he saying the other night?
I don't know.
But he's like, the great Dana White and the great McMahon, those are the only two people he called great in that speech. So Uncle Dana has always been on the ballot. He's been speaking with Trump, and I think that it's gonna be one of the first official sports, if not the first official sport, to be back amongst this pandemic.
I do think you're right. It's because you're saying right now that WWE is not a real sport.
Correct. Correct. That's right. It is
so
not.
When you're saying the first real sport that will be, that's going to get you more heat than me. If I were to take a pro-life, pro-choice stance right now, I'd get less heat than you with that right there. I just like, here's the WWE.
They all know. It's entertainment.
You always try to give me the crazy. They do not all know
they,
it.
Yes, they do.
They do not, sir.
Ronda Rousey, I'm sure you didn't hear much about that lately.
Oh, wait. So let's finish here. There's a loophole in Florida. And please don't forget that. I feel like I should write it down, Ronda Rousey. But so the loophole in Florida. And so the May 8th fights could be in Florida.
So the May 9th is the official card that they've been talking about. So officially the card was canceled. Tony Ferguson versus Khabib should be back on, right? That was my first thought when it got called off.
Oh, do not get me started. I have seen everyone talking about it being Tony Gaethje because
Tony said it.
Tony Gaethje, and then Khabib said he wouldn't be ready to fight till September.
Because he can't come back in and Ramadan, so that's why Tony's ready to fight. But what we would obviously not want to happen is Tony take that fight versus Gaethje, because it makes no sense at all, even for the interim belt, but it sounds like he's gonna, so that's going to be the headliner on May 9th for that pay-per-view is what they're saying
right now. I think it's
smart
business. It's smart for Tony to take a fight. I am nervous by how long he's staying trained to keep getting ready, canceled. I think that's hard on a body, but at least Gaethje did it too. You know, he thought he was going to fight as well. I like that it gives Gaethje more time to prepare for the fight and Tony to prepare for Gaethje instead of Khabib. I also like that both these kind of guys that are just two of the best out there and two of the most brutal out there, like bloody, gory, everything that fans think UFC is. So the first sporting event to happen and that to be the main event of it for two guys like that, that I would say you'd be hard pressed to find anyone who could say shit about Gaethje or Ferguson or them have too many haters. Even if people think they're weirdos or whatever, most people enjoy their fights. And when they're inside the octagon, they're two of the most exciting guys inside the octagon ever. So I'm glad they're going to be the first afterward. And I'm glad it gives Tony a chance to shine without Khabib being the brightest light and Gaethje as well. And it gives, or Connor, you know, being in the picture. So I kind of like that it's these guys. They're getting their own. The fame is more important than the belt. And not because I think fame's so important, but for these guys, the more eyes that get on them, the more sponsorships they can get, the more money they can potentially get paid.
Especially in these times right now when there's no fights going on, no fighters are getting paid. Sponsors are hard making their own ends meet. That stimulus check only goes so far. So these guys definitely do. I could see that for every single one of these guys is willing to take a paycheck right now in this world that we're in right now. Of course, it makes sense. Yeah. Makes absolute sense, but it's just the world we live in. We gotta adapt, overcome, stick and move. May 9th is tentative, still not 100% that it's gonna go on, but the odds are plus 275 that it does go on, minus 450 it does not go on. So the favor is that it won't happen on May 9th. I already put some money that it will. I got trust in Uncle Dana.
If he says that he'll be ready by that date, to me it just says Dana would have done it sooner if he had the island ready.
He already did. He tried. And
but the
government
wasn't
came in.
Ready yet.
Right. It had to be on American ground.
The island wasn't ready yet. And he wants to fight Island. So I do. He says he still wants. He's still building that facilities. Everything's being done for it.
Epstein Island's open, baby. We've been saying it from day one.
So I just think there's a ton of island. It would be like a really cool experience and a really... they could almost sell cruises. Not that I'd want to be on. Well, you know what? Being to fights, it's not a bunch of maniacs fights. It's a bunch of fight nerds. Especially the earlier somebody gets to the fights,
the more hardcore fans
you
know.
The more hardcore. You're like, these people right here, and these are hardcores. I don't know. So we might get fights in Florida.
We might get fights in Florida. We won't be able to go to them regardless because it'll be a closed event. 100% it's going to be closed.
Maybe
limited.
They could have like 30.
Unless we went that Omaze tickets that went out the door, that we ain't gonna get in there.
I am not giving up.
Me neither.
I'm not giving hope. I think Dana's a man of his word.
Now the tentative card for that May 9th card, which I'm glad we didn't start breaking that down because I got ratted into tape for a whole day and then was like, no, Dana came out with that statement and I crumbled inside. Crumbled.
It was the maddest. They were like, Chaney, today it just hit 1 million people that got COVID. Chaney, Tony, Gaethje got canceled.
It got personal.
No!
Why? 100% agreed. It got personal at that point.
No!
Yep. So we're definitely on the back
line. I was mad for like 48 hours. Ugh. Like just pissed, like really, yeah, like real personal. That's how I felt it. I was like, oh, I hate it. But then it was an up again because you're like, oh, the fight's going to happen. And you, what you said, it's going to be Tony Khabib, right?
Yeah.
So right. I had a high again. Like, yay, Tony Khabib again. Nope, it's Tony Gaethje. So I had that's where I'm at now because it took me that many days to be like, okay, it's good for Gaethje and Tony.
I'm just willing to watch fights at this point. But the card now tentatively is 12 deep. And it is such an unbelievable potential card.
Read through it.
They've added some.
We'll do a brief.
From the top down?
Yeah, because it is disgusting.
It is unbelievably stacked. We have Tony Ferguson versus Gaethje headlining it. Co-main event, Henry Triple C Cejudo versus Dominic Cruz for the belt as well.
Let's just stop and talk about that. I am actually, I like that more than Aldo and way more than Moraes.
Absolutely.
Are you okay with that fight too?
Yeah, okay. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
We definitely don't have to break it down too much right now.
So,
but
then we have Amanda Nunes versus Felicia Spencer for the belt at 35.
Disgusting. At 35.
I thought it
was 45.
Could be 45.
45.
Could be 45.
Yeah.
Then we're staying with Francis Ngannou versus Yerzino Rozenstruik. That stayed together. Can't wait to see that fight. That's been moved to every single card. There, UFC's like, hey, will you guys go anywhere? Sure. Over him. Okay, you guys will fly me out. Yep. All right. Those guys are willing to bang anywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Anywhere. Then we have Jeremy Stephens, Calvin Kattar. That stayed together as well. That's a smoke show of a fight. We've been saying someone's going to get put out.
Yep.
Then we go with the new addition of Donald Cerrone, Anthony Pettis.
Okay, I've seen this one go on and off. Is it real?
That's what's on the tentative card right now that Brett Okamoto had potentially put out there. We've already seen this. This is going to be Cerrone Pettis 2 because Pettis got that body kick finish.
Will this headline the prelims or just be in the middle of the prelims?
It looks like it might headline the prelims. It's a 5-card pay-per-view. But this is ultra tentative. We're still over 15 days away.
I think ESPN and them missing the fights, they have the money to throw around to get two big names like that. I would guarantee if it's a prelim headline for ESPN Disney, that is exactly what happens.
Oh, it's so fun. Then we move on to Greg Hardy, Jorgen De Castro. I'm so happy they're keeping this fight on. I know a lot of people are sleeping on De Castro.
I bet you also Pettis Cerrone. I wonder if it happens at 170.
I could totally see that.
I would see both guys being like, let's just do it. Because both guys just
Pettis has a win at 70.
Yeah.
I could absolutely see that. Then, as I was saying, De Castro, Hardy. Then we have a new addition in a submissioner's delight, Alexei Oleinik. Alexei coming in against Fabricio. That Doom. That's a fun one.
It's been a long Verdum's back.
Finally. It's been a
almost
2 years.
No, I thought
he
wasn't in the UFC anymore.
No, he never left.
Oh, he just got popped?
I think he popped.
Or was it the suspension or something?
I think he
popped.
Something
weird happened with him. I felt like he wasn't in the UFC anymore.
I think it was like
a two-year
suspension.
Wow. Fabricio Verdum. And I like the Oleinik Verdum. That's a
poor Oleinik.
Yeah, that's rough. Well, we don't know what Fabricio looks like. We haven't seen him in a grip of time.
True. We'll see. We'll see what that quarantine cut did to him.
And you know what else? USADA's not working right now.
You're 100% right. There is zero USADA, and that's a bit affirmed. You can go onto their Twitter account.
Boom, boom, boom.
How many? Who is that? Who else do I have to see there? I saw the name earlier. No. It's guys who have already popped a few times.
Cejudo. Cejudo and Aliyev Delaziz.
Oh, no, he's not on there. It's not on there, but there's been definitely some other fun ones. Carla Esparza versus Michelle Watterson's a new addition to this fight card as well.
Wow.
Right? That's a fun one.
Yeah. I don't want to give anything away with my quick picks on it.
Then we're keeping Jacare Souza, Uriah Hall, fun one. The MMA gods have blessed us. The only thing I absolutely hate is it's so far down on it. We've kept Luke Price 2. That's about to go down, but it's the second fight in. It is just too brand new. The second fight in of the night. It went from being a headliner to the second fight in of a pay-per-view.
But this is, I think, going to be one of the biggest pay-per-views ever.
Because so people are jonesing so
much. Yeah, look how much money everyone saved.
Truth.
Most Truth. People, I know there's a lot of people hurting right now too. I'm not an ignoramus, but a lot of people I know that would normally, that are either essential employees or getting paid from their job or with the exception of restaurant and hotel people, everybody else I know is really well right now. And so they haven't gone to the bar, they haven't played pool, they haven't played golden tee. I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah.
My allowance money, I've been saving it up. I feel like, you know, when you were a kid, I can buy something good. But this, I'm like, Dana, let that UFC come to Florida.
Absolutely. And let a couple of us in. Little life hack. One thing I've been doing as well is like, oh, these closets that are full of a bunch of this crap. Oh, this is electronic stuff. Let me put it up on Facebook. Let me see if someone else wants it. Oh, there's 20, there's 30, there's 50 bucks all of a sudden. Just getting rid of it on Facebook / Craigslist, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, do it now. That money burn hole in the pocket.
Stimulus checks in that pocket.
Yeah, people got that money. They rich. They rich.
People are looking to buy stuff, and I got stuff that I'm like, yeah, I haven't used this in 8 years. Obviously, I don't need it.
Oh, yeah. People got their stimulus check yesterday. Already gone. Already gone.
Absolutely already gone. And this is the type of fight card that you could absolutely do that with. The newest
Today
fight.
Should be the day we start a Patreon. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
The newest fight to be added. We had Bryce Mitchell versus Charles Rosa. That's going to be the debut fight of the COVID quarantine break. It's a fun one. It's a submission,
I love
guys.
The whole fight card. Of course I want to see Tony Habib. But you know what fight I really want to see is Shabazian Weidman. I keep hearing murmurings about that.
Weidman's in New York and not too strict of a lockdown to even train. He had to stop all of his fights. Yeah. He's in the epicenter.
Man alive.
So, it has definitely been tough times for everyone.
Right now. It's like, yeah, I know, it's like making an event about a tragedy, but you can't while you're in the middle of it. Hopefully we're not at the middle of it.
I hope so. Hope we're definitely on the downslide.
How long will you sit? How long do you got in you?
I'm still going to work. Like
everything's pretty much the same.
No, I've definitely limited my store trips to necessary. So maybe once to twice
even
a week.
Even that, you like. Little window shopping you can do. Yeah, little, no, like that browsing that. Where you just pick up like impulse bullshit.
Yep.
There's none of that. It's like just putting that money away.
But I do, when I go to the store, I splurge. I splurge hard. And it's definitely Milky Way candy bars, Easter candy that's on sale. I ain't even into that type of religious stuff, but I end up getting stuff that I didn't even know I wanted just because I feel like it's going to be so few and far between. Me going to the store, that I do have that extra cash in my pocket.
I try to always be like, I'm on a diet. And I always avoid the candy aisle. And then I forget how many days it's going to be till I'm back there. And I'm like, could have treated myself. What's one bag of gummies over the next 3 days?
That's what I'm doing.
Could have got myself a little treaty, maybe some little, you know what? It's the Albanese gummies.
I love That's
the
for you.
Albanese gummies or just the reds. But I thought I wanted ice cream the other night in there. That didn't seem good. Yep. That's
mini dark Milky Ways are cut from Zeus's cloth. Built into little bitty bites.
I don't love that. I can do two Milky Way. You know, like I can do one minis. Of the The little halfsies? That would be my mini way max.
No, the minis. Max. The little, like, almost Rolo-sized individual ones, because then you can pop them individually.
All right, Australian listeners, my favorite candy bar in the whole world is called Violet Crumbles, and it is this candy bar, and they don't sell it everywhere. If we have fans that can buy it, I will send you money. I will PayPal you money to pick me up some Violet Crumbles, because it is so hard to find. It's in Australia. It's like a honeycomb up the middle and then covered in chocolate. And it is the best candy bar I ever had. And I really, ever since I had one of those when I was living in Los Angeles, I can't enjoy any other candy bar.
Oh, nothing lives up to it.
Nothing. It's just disappointing.
So
it's like Tony Khabib. It's like you can really give me Justin Gaethje versus Tony and all these words I'm trying to convince myself, but it's just...
Yeah, of course I'm going to watch it, but dude, I want it. No. No, I did not.
I hate that when they're like, oh, well, don't watch. No, I'm always going to watch.
Yeah, of course.
It could be Roseanne Barr versus Tony Ferguson, and I am paying
them. I'm paying good money. I'm trying to get in that bitch. I'm sneaking in that venue for that one. But what we were saying before earlier with all of our WWE talk, now that we've gotten over the fight card and kind of stuff that's going on, stuff outside of the WWE
slash
Ronda slash breaking kayfabe, she went full heel. She went a hard R in the paint.
Like you did on the show.
Like I did, apparently. I'm letting them know. But she's now apparently...
I'm the Renee Shaw. You might meet a Ronda.
So she ended up officially breaking that kayfabe and telling them, all them nerds and virgins, that it's fake as anything, and that if it was anything like fighting, you would die because you can't fight over 300 times a year and keep living, and that's what wrestling tries to treat it, but it's a choreographed dance more than
unless
anything.
Unless you're Angela Hill.
Unless you're Angela Hill. Very true. But either way, with that Rousey, she's turned full heel. She's quit, though, the WWE. To me, it seems like it is a cycle. It's something that we see with her regularly. She did it to the UFC, turned on the UFC fans and was like, fuck those. And we all just wanted answers like, all right, girl, come on, just something. But these kayfabe guys, it's not just her being a villain. She's actually like willfully being like, no, you guys are really stupid and you guys are really annoying. And I'm an actress now. I'm on Fox TV network television. Wait until she burns that bridge. Wait until somebody tries to get her on that casting couch.
Maybe it's really, like, if you're a real muscular guy who is athletic and a great actor, and you play a role of doing that, or the same to be said for a real muscular woman, it would be hard to... If you were to stay with that character in your life after that paycheck, it would diminish everything you did in real fighting. You know what I mean? Like, if she just kept this character and let those people have the same gravitas that she gives, like, a Cowboy Cerrone or a Conor McGregor or a John Jones, whoever she likes, it diminishes even what Travis Brown did in the Octagon. So, I kind of understand from her perspective, or because of that angle on it, that's always been her angle. So if she comes back, it just, like, she is a heel in the sport. Didn't she turn heel at the end when the man won or something? Becky the Man? Robin the Man? What's her name?
Becky Lynch.
Becky the Man, yeah. Okay.
The Man.
Yeah, so.
I don't watch, but I know their names enough.
And she says, you know, she just wants to take care of her family. They have more than enough money. They have more than enough land. And she just wants to be on her land and with her husband. And
I want to be Travis Brown, house husband, former fighter. He don't do shit. She works nonstop. He watches his own kids from another mother.
No, their piece of property is pretty amazing.
Oh, I agree.
Like, they have, like, a great
greenhouse. I'm just saying, I want to be that house husband. Sign me up.
They have animals. Like, it looks like they're both really active on it. They look really, like, involved in the operation of their farm.
So he's busy doing a lot of farming stuff.
Like,
oh, I believe it. But I'm just saying, give me that allowance, Rhonda. I'll take it.
She seems like she could be hot. Like, hot-headed.
You think?
Ratty.
You think?
Yeah, so it's like...
But Travis Brown's one of them guys who will... he's a big-ass man. He'll shut up Brandon Schaub, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. That's the craziest. That's the most uncomfortable.
So, as far as MMA news, other stuff, there's a lot of bickering going back and forth amongst a lot of fighters.
I can't believe
how
much I like Ali Abdelaziz. And,
you like?
Yeah, actually. Well, because I think he's the best manager in the sport, and I like how he's playing his fighters, the long game for his fighters, for the long, like, to how many fights they have left, almost like a good pimp, how many fights they have left and how much money he can make on that fight. That's like $100.
He is definitely, the guys that are on the card that's going to be coming up, Ali Abdelaziz manages Henry Cejudo, Jorgen De Castro, Fabricio Werdum, and Vicente Luque.
I bet you Ali Abdelaziz, it was a perfect bargain chip. Or Fabricio Verdum's 2 years isn't even up yet, but because of everything said and done and no USADA being involved, maybe a little different rules apply. And maybe Olenek's like, okay, let's do that.
I'm willing to get paid. He's willing to take a paycheck.
Yeah, who knows? But maybe he's also willing to, like, shoot me up, Doc. Who knows? I don't know. It is kind of a soap opera right now with UFC, but the world. The whole world.
So on the funner side of things that have been going on, have you seen any posts from Joanna Jędrzejczyk?
No.
She's running around with chicken cutlets, throwing them in guys' faces while they're sleeping.
No, that's sexual harassment.
That's going to give you salmonella of the eye, for sure.
Or the co-tit. The co-tit.
So.
Co-tit 19. Co-tit 20.
That was a fun little IG post that she had going around there. Jędrzejczyk looking good, looking fine. Back to her normal self after all that bruising.
Yeah, I think John Jones's Instagram's been like a highlight for some people where they've been mocking it. It's been weird old John Jones stuff.
People have just been laying into him nonstop.
One, he's like, does some dog, like, shows dog tricks with his dog.
Oh, that's cool.
One of them, he shoots a bow and arrow. One of them, it's fine. It's just John Jones. It's like, you know, he's arrogant. And, just like, hey guys, John Jones here. I don't know. Y'all have to watch him. I don't do it any justice.
I've seen some of them.
Or don't. It's almost like, this is disgusting. Taste that. This is so gross. You should try it. This smells like shit. Will you come smell this?
What does it smell like?
Yeah. Maybe you don't have to watch John Jones' Instagram before bed.
So, other MMA news. I feel like we hit the topics that I was ready
to. You feel like you squeezed the lemon dry.
I mean, I've been starting to watch some fun boxing stuff. I've gotten into watching some tape study on old boxers and stuff. I just feel like it's pretty fascinating and some of the older fights. But Salvador Sanchez, go into a deep study with him if you want to on YouTube. It's fun and just beautiful work.
What, the boxer?
The boxer, Salvador Sanchez is his name.
Is that the guy that put up the whole post of recent?
Nope. He died years and years ago.
Oh, okay. Conor McGregor, Sinead O'Connor, spar over coronavirus ideologies on Twitter.
Who's been more right out of both of those people? I'd say Sinead is.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, I think she might
be. She was dropping some truths about the Catholic Church.
Years ago. Remember when she ripped that Pope face and people got super mad?
She was trying to tell you. She was like, oh, the sex of the priest is in the Catholic Church. And then she ripped up the picture and then everyone was like, oh, she's awful. Oh my gosh. One day ago. Let's see. I'm trying to see where it is. He's hot on Twitter. I thought it would be like one post easy to find at the top, but he has been stuck in the core. He's been stuck in the core like the rest of us. He has one picture and Connor has a fade ace. Yeah. The quarantine's getting all of us. I'm like, put that fade ace away, bub. That's a cool drawing. Jeez, dude, I don't want to dig through the whole thing. I guess him and some do dig in, you guys, if you feel like going on the who knows what they got in a fight about. I guess I could read the article. MMA junkie, Conor McGregor and Sinead O'Connor are two of the most globally recognized icons to come out of Ireland. At UFC 189 on July 15, the two collaborated in a historic MMA moment as he walked out to his bout against Chad Mendes. O'Connor welcomed McGregor to the cage by belting Foggy Dew, the Irish fighter's signature walkout song, in person at MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Midway through his walk, McGregor turned, saluted O'Connor, who was signing on a platform above the audience. Wednesday, the tone the two shared wasn't blah, blah, blah. Okay, Connor. Men and women, we are hiring. I need 1,500 laborers ready to work in our amazing food and agricultural industry. Please send all CVs to at blah, 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 and at blah, blah, blah. Flying in 1,500 people from outside world at this point in time will break the chains of all command. They must have gotten a fight because he was going to fly in 1,500 people from outside. The response varied in specificities, but largely accused McGregor of promoting racism and xenophobia at one point. Could you please elicit me as to what exactly you are referring to when you say the chains of command, which you say will be broken if immigrant workers come to help farmers? What exactly are the chains of command?
That was what Sinead O'Connor said to him.
Connor McGregor. And then she's like, at Notorious MMA, are you on something? And then she put, because you sound like a slave owner more with each passing year. I mean, I love you and all, but like, what the fuck racist shit have you been swallowing? Where has the real Connor gone? Because I know your mama didn't raise you to be any kind of racist. I mean, the fuck's sake. Like, oh, well, she's just on a rant. I don't know if he does answer. I was like, should have just let her go. And I was like, I'm not going to read all the Sinead tweets right now. She goes on a bunch more. And then he put, nothing whatsoever to do with immigrants. At this time, it is crazy to even suggest anything other than essential medical equipment personnel be flown in. Everything else must be halted, even food. We have food here. We must shut shop, Sinead, for now, not forever. And then she put, you must be very careful what language you're using. It's offensive, especially in light of your previous racist remarks.
Damn.
Well, he seemed like he handled it in a very...
Yeah, I thought he was very precise and talking like it's true. We do have to have an end for
this. He wrote again.
Oy. Get him.
Scroll through. It's Sinead. She's like, could you please... then she said the thing about the chains of command. I will refuse to listen to don't move more than 2K from your home, yet air and sea ports where the virus first entered. Remain fully open with upwards of 1,000 passengers in and out daily. It is equivalent to pushing and pulling at the same time. The command cannot be followed. How? I don't know. I don't want to go into it. I didn't know it was going to be so deep. Ireland, Connor's going to run for president.
Get ready for that.
I don't even know. Do they have president there?
I couldn't tell you if it was a prime minister or something. What, something like that. I don't think it's a president. So
yeah, don't name.
Fun times about that. In any other fun MMA news.
We have to end in something way better than that. Let's talk about GSP for a second.
I love GSP.
He was on a long live interview yesterday that you could have watched on YouTube or I'm sure a thousand other places. But he says, I've never enjoyed a second in the octagon. And it says, George Pierre makes a shocking revelation.
I am a skid brainy child. I am terrified. Where do you think that came from? Because he was scared shitless. Duh, like, duh. Duh. There's people that face their fears every day, and that's just a challenge that they put. And guess what? His fears was another human being punching him in the face, and he just faced it. And he made a lot of money off of it for our entertainment. Good for you, GSP. The UFOs are getting to you, buddy. Or no, to everybody else. I don't know. I'm not surprised. Like, of course.
No, this is exactly what we think. Brendan Schaub, I am terrified. I guess that's better to end on. I'm sorry the shows haven't been long. We hear we're going to get a fight card. You said the 9th.
Of May. Still over 15 days away.
I think that there's like Fitley, Victoria, and France or something on the 8th is their like day. So who knows what the 9th will bring. If it's close enough, we sneak it in.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone. You guys be safe out there. I hope everyone is good. I hope this finds everyone good. And you know what else? Maybe I put a little present in your bank account. Maybe I did. Maybe I dropped some money in everyone's bank account. Check it out. Maybe it's like $1,200. Maybe I did that. Okay, it's been too long. Be safe. Love you.
Let me...